Welcome to Confessions from a Dental Lab. This show is all about bringing you into the lab, beneath the surface, so you can see things, hear things, and understand things right from the source. Learn from longtime ceramists, dentists, and lab techs, both young and old. Without further ado, let's begin.
Dr. Jorge Garicoa, welcome to the show. How are you doing?
I'm doing great, man. Thank you very much for the invitation.
Yes, we're very happy to host you on the show today. My name is KJ Eichsted. This is Confessions from a Dental Lab, the show where we talk about all things in the dental industry. It's our goal to bring you straight to the source, and together with these episodes, we can learn things and all get a little bit better. So like I said, we have Dr. Garicoa today. And Dr. Garicoa, where are you calling from?
I'm in Tampa, Florida.
Tampa, Florida. That's right. That's right. And it's a little colder than usual, you were saying?
Yeah. We are really spoiled here in Florida. So I think I would say, like, right now, it's not that cold. Right now, we're, like, around 60. But this week has been, like, 40s, 50s. So for Florida, that's pretty cold.
Yeah, no, it's so interesting because up here in Wisconsin, we're getting into the winter now. And that would be welcome temperatures up here.
So I know.
Yeah, it's really cool, actually, because we do work with some dentists in Florida. And, you know, it's just fascinating hearing all the different backgrounds of dentistry, whether it's Arizona, you know, Colorado, Texas, East Coast, West Coast, Florida, like you were saying, we're in the Midwest here. But first question, Dr. Garicoa, let's just introduce yourself. Who is Dr. Garicoa, who you are and what you do?
So I'm Jorge Garicoa. I'm 41 years old. I'm a prosthodontist. And right now, at this point of my career, I focus on full mouth reconstruction, either with crowns or with the use of implants. I think most of the patients I see, I use implants for a full mouth reconstruction. The patients that come and see me are a very specific niche of patients. They're patients that suffer with bad teeth for a very long time. You know, they are in terminal dentition where all their teeth are about to come out. Or maybe they're a dentalist. Maybe they've been using a denture for very long and the denture just doesn't fulfill their needs and on function and aesthetics, and they want to explore other options. So I like to think that we offer a platform of hope for patients that have been neglected for a very long time, finding them a path either through finance and or actual treatment. Just encourage them to change their lives through dental treatment and offer them an option. You know, we created this workflow where we take care of everything, you know, from the combined CT, the examination, and then the surgery. Either we do straight, you know, or angle implants, or we do zygomatic implants or pterygoid implants, and then the immediate prosthesis, the final. And I think what really differentiates us from a lot of places is that we also offer a very robust hygiene program. It's very important that this patient has some kind of follow-up. It's not okay just to treat them and then just let them go, you know, with no kind of supervision. The implants need maintenance. The prosthesis need maintenance. So I'm really proud of that, you know, that we focus really on having a very, like, robust hygiene program.
Yeah, no, one thing that really stood out about what you said is you offer your patients a path of hope. And I know that we actually have an in-house prosthodontist at our lab here. So kind of connecting with you on that, these full mouth reconstructions are the real deal, right? Like, it's not easy. It's usually a mess in the beginning, and it takes quite a bit of transformation, but the results are really life-changing, right? And so I totally connect with you on that. You know, how long have you been practicing prosthodontics? And could you tell us a little bit more about your dental journey?
Absolutely. So I think I've been doing dentistry around 16 years. You know, I finished residency in 2014. So how long has it been? Around 9 years since I finished residency. But, you know, talking about my dental journey, like, I am originally from Ecuador. I did my dental degree back in Ecuador, and I graduated 2007, you know. And then after that, I practiced in Ecuador for about 2 years. I did general practice, and then I came to the U.S. I got into an AGD, an Advanced Education in General Dentistry program at the University of Rochester. And I did a 2-year program, you know, and it was really interesting to me because practicing in Ecuador is very different than practicing here in the U.S., you know.
Yeah.
And it's just the volume of patients. You know, I think there are good dentists and bad dentists everywhere, you know, here and there. But it's just a different workflow, you know. I think here in the U.S. we're focused on being efficient and just do things once. And over there is a more like laid back kind of thing, you know. Here, usually a dental practice has a big staff. Over there is very few people that you can employ. So it's a little different, you know. But those 2 years got me, you know, like up to speed with how things are in the U.S. and also expand my view and, you know, dentistry. And also I had a great time. I had a great time at Eastman. And the program is just fantastic. And I made a lot of friends, a lot of connections. And after that, I always wanted to be a prosthodontist. I always, you know, since I got into dental school and I did my first denture, that was it for me. You know, I fell in love with prosthetics, you know, like how I'm able to, it's so amazing to me that I'm capable of producing, you know, teeth that change their function, change their aesthetics. And it's a really life-changing procedure. Even a simple denture can make a difference, you know,
when it
you
really
do
it. Can.
Yeah, when you do it right. So after Rochester, I got into prosthodontics at the University of Iowa. So I did 3 years, 3 years and a few more months in Iowa, and I also did a master's in science. So Iowa is a really tough program, but it teaches you everything you need to know. You know, it's one thing that I heard once in a lecture is like, imagine being a general practitioner, you know, a really solid GP and practice for 20 years. Like PROS gives you that, like all that experience condensed in 3 years because you see the craziest cases you can imagine, you know, and prepares you for that road. So I did my PROS residency there, and then 2015 I moved to Portland, Oregon.
Really?
And I worked for OHSU. So in Portland, I taught at the dental school, and I was a professor, assistant professor, and I was also a program director. My class was all about, it was focused on fixed prosthodontics with all-ceramic restoration. So we were doing all-ceramic crowns, veneers, everything that required an all-ceramic restoration, that was my course focus on. So it was a great experience. I cherish those moments because it just taught me so much about myself and about what can I do for others. And it's just the connection you have with the students. It's just amazing. So after that, after being in Portland for almost 7 years, we moved to Florida in 2021.
Oh, okay.
And yeah, and I just kind of like after 7 years, after almost 7 years, and you know, as a faculty, and I did also private practice. I mean, about one day a week. Then you know, kind of that circle ended for me, and I wanted to try to be a full-time clinician. That's something I don't think I ever had the time. I never had the chance to do, to be a full-time clinician, you know. So that's what I'm doing right now. I'm enjoying my time as a full-time clinician, just seeing all variety of patients, seeing all these complex cases, and that's what I do now.
That's amazing. Thank you for sharing, excuse me, all just the various stops. Dr. Gary Koa, real quick, what years were you at Rochester?
I was there from 2009 to 2011.
Oh, okay. I was just curious. I had a friend out there. You guys miss each other a little bit. But in terms of your prosthodontics, I thought it was really interesting how you really have been around the world, learning this stuff, various cultures, various techniques. I mean, we were just talking before we hopped on about the differences between the Midwest and Florida. Well, it's crazy because you're in Florida. You've learned stuff in the Midwest. You've learned stuff out west with Oregon.
Yeah.
You studied in Ecuador. It's really incredible, and I think it leads into my next question actually really well. You gave me a lot of X factors, right? Mm-hmm. And I think I just listed some of them. But if you were to pick one, one X factor, what's one X factor that separates you from other prosthodontists? Take it any direction you'd like.
If I can pick one, you know, because, you know, thinking about that question, it brings lots of different answers to my mind.
Mm-hmm.
If I can, you know, pick one, is that I still love what I do. I love what I do. And the reason is because when I was in Ecuador, before I did dental school, I went into business, you know, like business school. After, you know, high school, I didn't know. I took some college courses. I really didn't know what to do with my life, you know. I worked in a few banks. I wasn't really sure where my life was going, you know. Mm-hmm. And to be honest with you, you know, I never been in high school. I wasn't an A student, you know, and it's just because I think thinking about those years, I just lack a lot of motivation, you know.
Yeah, I was gonna say passion, maybe motivation.
I didn't find what really made me happy, I really enjoy doing. And after I decided to make a change in my life, I tried dental school. My parents are dentists, you know. My parents are dentists, so I saw my dad going to work happy every day. You know, my dad was always happy about going to work, and he will always, you know, talk to me about what he was doing with this patient, and you know, this and that. But growing up, I was never attracted to dentistry. But it wasn't until that point in my life when I really realized, you know, if he loves what he does, there's got to be something good in this, you know? So I went back to school, I took my classes, and I enrolled into dental school. And the first year, I just loved it. I just fell in love. I fell in love with the science first. With biology, with how things work. It was just, I'm that kind of person. I'm a nerd, you know. Mm-hmm. I just need to find out how things work. And then that was it for me. And I never stopped. It's been, you know, almost 20 years since I enrolled in dental school. And I just never stopped learning, never stopped doing dentistry. And that's something that I think I project to my patients. The patients, When I see a difficult case and I see the turnaround, they see the joy in me, you know. They feel that. And that's what I think makes me different than anybody else, really.
I would agree, because we're doing this interview pretty early in the morning, and I can hear like the passion in your voice as you're talking about this. You really do appreciate like the now, but you also appreciate the journey, and like each stop along the journey almost served a purpose in the grand plan. So that's really interesting. I really think that is something that goes a long way with your patients and those in the community. Speaking of your patients, Dr. Gary Koa, what's one thing your patients have taught you over the years?
Mm. I think over the years, the thing that I learned the most is just to listen to the patient. You know, you get all this training from dental school and then from grad school. You know, you become book smart. You know, I know everything that needs to be. I mean, of course, I have more things to learn. But, you know, I read all the articles. I read the books. I know the theory. I know what to do. But when you apply that to a real patient, to real life, things are very different. You know, you need to learn how to bend those rules. You need to know the rules so you can bend the rules, you know. That's the most important thing. So I learned how to listen to these patients. Because, you know, sometimes you go with the perfect, you know, you go with the perfect occlusion and the patient says, I hate it. You know, I can't swallow, or, you know, my teeth are banging in the back, or you know, or I'm biting my cheeks, you know. So I'm looking inside. It's like, it looks perfect. The aesthetics is perfect. Every single contact is perfect. I don't know what's going on. But if you listen to the patient, you know, and you just try to work with them, it will just change that perspective that you have, you know?
You know what that reminds me of? It reminds me of that phrase. It's like running or rowing in the same direction, you know? And yeah, you know, like if you talk to your patient, understand where they're coming from, it really probably makes the end result much more easy to achieve. You know, everyone's more comfortable throughout the process of the journey. Have you worked with like many veterans in your prosthodontic work over the years?
Veterans? Yeah, absolutely. For sure.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
I know. We're very thankful to work closely with like the VA up here. But yeah, you know, like definitely some really life-changing things. You know, maybe like we touched on the beginning, something that we might think wouldn't bother someone, like might not make them self-conscious. Uh-huh. Like everyone's different. You know, they might be really self-conscious by something that we might not even notice, but talking about these full mouth reconstructions, like that would really shake someone's confidence. So it is just so big and so life-changing and impactful to just, you know, be a solution to that. And another question, Dr. Gary Koa, how important is it to work with a good dental lab, and why is that so important for dentists, prosthodontists? Why is that so important?
I in my career, I work with many different labs, and I can tell you, and I think most dentists understand this, it's just very hard to find a lab that has everything, you know, that has good quality, good communication, and, you know, a fair price, you know?
Yeah.
All those things are hard to find. I think that, you know, as a prosthodontist, my lab work and the lab I chose for my patients is very important, very, very important. And I think also that's another thing, that's another advice that I got from somebody recently. You know, the lab will make you different than the other dentist, because, you know, a lot of people want to use a lab and say, you know, it's okay, you know, it does the work, you know. But if you want to excel, you also need to pick a lab that excels too, that understand and speaks your same language, you know? And I feel, of course, there are things that we can learn from each other, you know? Mm-hmm. But we have to be in the same level, you know? We have to speak the same language, you know? And it's just so important. The workflow is so important that you understand what I do, what I want, you know? Because you can have a lab that it's amazing, but, you know, if they're taking 2 months to give you back your work, that's just not going to work out, you know? It's just, you know, there's so many things that you know, play into consideration, really, in a healthy relationship between the prosthodontist and the lab. You know, there's just so many things. But for me, it's like 50% of my success relies on what they do.
That is just so interesting. Yeah. Mm. Oh, man. One thing we've heard time and time again is dentists and prosthodontists say that the lab is an extension of the dentist. Would you agree with that, or
100%? 100%. Yeah, I can give you, you know, I have to give you the best work so you can produce the best work.
Yep, exactly. All starts with those great quality scans, those nice impressions. So how about this? I got a couple of bonus questions, Dr. Gary Koa. What do you think the future of dentistry or prosthodontics looks like in 10 years from now?
You know, I think, you know, digital dentistry is just, I think, revolutionizing what we're doing. And it's not a future thing. It's a now thing, you know?
Yeah.
Things are happening so quick, you know? And I think that sometimes as prosthodontists, we have a hard time understanding this process, or maybe relying on the quality of digital dentistry, you know, just because we've been so used to, you know, take a loop and really look at the dye under the microscope, you know, we've been so used to using our hands to assess quality, you know, but things are changing rapidly, you know, and the digital process is here to make our life easier, to give us a different perspective, you know, of things. Things that you were missing maybe before, now you can see with digital dentistry. And also makes the practice more fun, to tell you the truth. It makes it really cool. It makes it really fun. So that's what I think is that the things are going to keep changing. You know, the problem is going to be the same, but you're going to have just more tools to solve that problem, you know?
It's a very, I would say, sounds like it could, you know, very accurate analysis. I mean, no one can really predict the future, but yeah, like you said, there's still going to be issues, but we're going to have tools to solve those problems and issues and stuff like that. How about this, Dr. Gary Koa? What advice would you give to just the dentists and the prosthodontists out there who are looking to maximize success in 2024 and beyond?
I think that, you know, just keep learning, keep expanding. You know, prosthodontist or not, we need to keep updating with things that are coming out right now. And I think that, you know, either courses like mini residencies or CE courses really bring a value to what you do. It's you know, when you're a private practitioner, it's really easy to get stuck on something and just kind of lose interest. But I think that you know, if you expose yourself to learn and to be that, you know, like if you take that beginner's course, you open your horizons to more things. You know, if you remain humble and open to learn other things, it will make your work life easier. It will make your career easier and more fun, really.
That's just such great advice. Yeah. Especially even like the fun part, because fun, it makes work not even feel like work. And that's kind of where. Do you have any goals for the future, Dr. Gary Koa?
You know, I maybe in the future I would like to go back to teach to teach at the dental school. Maybe not like full time like I did before, but maybe just kind of part time. That's something that I'm not planning to do that like this coming year or anything like that. But in the future, it's just an experience that I really like, you know. And you learn you're even, you know, learning as you teach, you know, because you're just going through the new stuff, the old stuff. So it's just, you know, something that I would like to go back to. I'm also working on my, you know, a long life dream of mine was to be board certified. I didn't have the chance to do that when I was in residency. So that's my short-term goal. I'm working on becoming board certified.
I think it's great because you got short-term and you got long-term, and you enjoy what you do every day. And so I'm really thankful you came on the show today. Dr. Gary Koa, any final thoughts?
Focus on the quality of your work. Focus on having fun. Focus on enjoying what you do. Don't focus on being quick, being fast. Don't focus on making a lot of money. That's, you know, all those things, they will come with the quality of the work, with experience, with just you enjoying what you do and when you show the patient you are capable of.
Amazing. Yeah, I think just really good advice once more. Dr. Jorge Gary Koa, if listeners want to get in touch with you, what's the best way for them to reach you?
I'm in social media, so they can find me with my name, Jorge Gary Koa, through Instagram or Facebook. I also have a professional Instagram account. It's called Florida Dental Specialist, and you can find me there. Probably the best way to reach me.
Yep, and we'll make sure to include that in the show notes. So I just want to thank Dr. Jorge Gary Koa for coming on. I know it was it's a treat. It's always fun. We can talk to dentists and prosthodontists in different states just to kind of get some perspective. And it's even cooler when they have some international perspective as well. Just super fun. It's always fun having these conversations. So I want to thank Dr. Gary Koa for joining us. I want to thank all the listeners. My name is KJ Eichsa. This has been another episode of Confessions from a Dental Lab. We'll catch you next time.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Confessions from a Dental Lab. If you'd like to contact the show, simply send us an email at dentallabpodcast@gmail.com. You can also get in touch with us at life@newartdental on Instagram. Thank you for listening once again. We're on Apple Podcasts. We're on Spotify. Make sure to subscribe and tell a friend. And until next time, we're out.